and Vav, Samet Aleph, and Aleph, that's the end of two places and on the previous sugya before we start the next Mishnah. We've heard in the Mishnah, Hamagdish Sodeyu Vishal Sayoibu, Znoisim Bezera Chaymer Sairim Chamishim Shekel Kesu. The person is Magdish Asdeya Huze. So, when he wants to be poided, the oifen apidyon is chamishim shekel kesef for a base kul. It does not matter the true shavius of the base kul. The pidyon is with chamishim shekel kesef. Then it says further in the Mishnah, hayu nekoyim amukim asoret vachim. Veisloim geboyim asoret vachim, ein nimdodim imo. So that means if there are gumos in the ground, or there are sloim, so they do not have the shume of chamishim shekel kesef. They have a different oifen ashume. They have a shume lefi shavyom. Now, on that, the Gemara asked Akasha, why is it that way? Nehei de bahadei ara loikotshoi nikdishu ba'apei nafshai. So Rashi had said pshat, that I can understand that the slant and the goiva of these nekoyim and sloyim do not add up to the medida of a base kul, but al kaponim, the karke of the nekoyim should be nishum like a base kul. It is royal is royaboy, so it should be nishum like a base kul. That was the Gemara's kash. So let us see what Taisu says. Nikachu ba'ape nafshayu, perish bekontres, liyais nimdodim lifim ma'asheyesh behem. Let us look at the karkois of these nekoim, and whatever shetach there is, that's the amount will be poide, according to the cheshbon of chamishim shekel kesa for a base school. Vloyale medrein shebehen. Good. The slant of the, or the oimek of the nikoim will not go into the cheshbin. Ki im karkois ha nikoim. That's a Rashi's et pshat. And that, lefi emes, the Gemara answered that the boires are full of water and you can't be shom with the shuma of zera chaymer soirim, because it's not royal is real. Ubereish perik beisku. Perish Rashbam. The Rashbam understood pshat in the Gemara's kashe, the hachipos. Nehei de bahadi are loikotshi. That I can understand. That it is not considered one unit together with the rest of the karke klima. I can understand that he's not mechuyev to measure this together with the rest of the base school. Since it's yisoid, it's moved off from the rest of the base school. It's ten tfochim deep, ten tfochim high. Al koponim, abo v'yochel livdois kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmei, but the Gemara asked, but let him be poide each neka, each cella b'fnei atzmei, ki ilu higdish shtei sodais. He should be capable of being poide b'nifrot each neka. Sheyochel livdois ze b'loi ze. Nikdishu ba'api nafshayu, mikol mokim, just like by two sodas, shochi lifti zeh beloi zeh, is nikdushu ba'pei nafshay u'mikomok v'shiyiltze yivta oison nekoyim b'fnei atzmo v'chesh ben beis era achoyim mesoyim v'nun shekel kesef. That means that the Gemara is asking that I can understand that it's a separate unit, but adarabe, since it is separate, so there should, he should be able of being paid each one bazunda. Meloine here, the mashme mitoich perushai from the Rashbam would seem that magdish sode echod she'ein bay nekoim she'en yochel evdoi se'il lachatzoim. From the lesson of the Rashbam it would seem, if a person has one field, then he has to be paid the whole field. He can't be paid the fractions, chalokim of the field. Now the Gemara is asking Akasha, but adarabe, since this is considered a field bifnei atzmoi, she should be capable of being paid the each neka bifnei atzmoi. That's how the Rashbam learned Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. The less that Taisu says there is no such concept. Amrin alel beperek hame, hamagdish tei achuza, loive v'goyu lachatzoin. The Gemara says, kolol, a person can be goyu half of a tei achuza. Lakach nire keperish hakunteres. That's why Taisu does not like the Rashbam's Pshat. The Rashi's Pshat. Agav Uche, there's a beautiful teretz on the Kasha of the Rashbam, the being done from the Ramban, that the, as follows, that the Rashbam held that there's no such thing being paid half a field. You have to be paid the whole field. So Taisa says a kasha from a Gemara before. The Gemara says goyel lachatzoin. It can be goyel half a field. So the Ramban says the Rashbam learned pshat. You know that means goyel lachatzoin. It means as follows. That means let's say now the rates, the price of kark is very cheap. He doesn't have money. Let's say the whole field would cost $1,000. He doesn't have $1,000. He has $500, but at the rate now, $500 is half a field. So, goyel lachatzoi means I can give $500 now for half the field. I can't take away the field from Hegdish. Kozman, I don't pay for the whole field. But half of the field was taken care of. Tomorrow, the rates go up. So now, let's say the field is worth $2,000. So, this half was taken care of already. That's at goyel lachatzoi. You can't take it away from Hegdish to Rashbam held. You have to, you don't make deals with Hegdish. You give Hegdish all the money and you take it away. You don't take, we'll take a half, we'll leave you with half. No, you don't do such thing. But al koponim, there's a schus of goyel lachatzoim that I could start my geula with the price that is existent now. So he'll come out, he'll be maviach. That half a field he was nigal for $500. If we would wait till tomorrow, so then the half a field would be $1,000. So he'd have to pay $2,000 for the whole field. So the Gemara answered, that what it says, that it's nifte ba'ape nafshayu. The reason is, because it's not royal Israel. It's speaking, I made an akimte, speaking about that it's full of water. So it's not royal Israel. If it's not royal Israel, so the shume of pidyon is shavyoi, not this cheshbon of chamishim shekel. Ktas koshe, mai yamet pishloim meika hoche. I said a teretz that it's speaking about molei mayim. She said, ooh, it's speaking about molei mayim, so if it's less than 10 tefachim, also the shume should be lefi shavyo. Why does it say here the shume is chamishim shekel kesef? Da afilu mayri beloy molei mayim, tikshinami misloim. So Taisva says, forget about my teretz. How did you learn pshat? It says in the Mishnah that sloim, which you can't plant on sloim, So it says, if they're 10 tfachim high, this is a different shume. If they're less than 10 tfachim high, there's the same shume like a chamishim shkolim. So ask on yourself, sloim you can't plant on, so why less than 10 tfachim is the shume like chamishim shkolim? It should be lefi shavyot. Whatever you're asking of me, you're asking yourself. I just made an akimta that the koyim is speaking about it's full of water. Fine. You don't hold on my akimta. You're entitled to your opinion. But you asked me a kash, according to me, less than 10 tvachim should also be opinion of each of you. And according to you, less than 10 tvachim by sloim should be also of each of you. And the Mishnah says, claw not like that. Nirlari laforish, yamat bishlamid like abdina naroy lezri yenichem. He says, okay, that's what you were machadish. You were machadish, need royal Azriya. I didn't know this whole thing of royal Azriya. So according to me, the royal Azriya is loymal loymayrit. So the whole chilek is, if the sloim are 10 tfachim high, it's a rishus b'fnei atzma. If it's less than 10 tfachim, it's not part of the karke. But according to you, so I have no problems with sloim. But according to you, you machadish two things. Machadish two things. Number one, you need roi lezri. And it's speaking about that the nekoyim are not roi lezri, it's full of water. Aval hash to be in a roi lezri, a pochus bekam nami mainim do de mimo. Now let's start a new sugi. Rav Meir Oimel. Rav Meir says, kol tnai she'enoi kitnai b'nei God b'nei Ruvain enoi tnai. A tnai that is not similar to the tnai that Moshe Rabbeinu made with the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven, so it doesn't have a koyach of a tnai. Like this, the chiddush of a tnai is, I can make inyonim, I can make haknois, I can make gittin, I can make kedushin, and I could attach to this inyon that I'm making, this haknois, I'm making certain conditions. And these conditions will prevent that this kinyan should be chal if they were not met. That's the chiddush of tnai. So Rav Meir said that the tnai has to be spoken in such a way, the way Moshe Rabbeinu made his tnai with the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. Then it has a koyach tnai. And then the kinyan is dependent on the kiyum at night, or the bittul of the t'nai. But if it was not said the way Moshe Rabbeinu made the t'nai, so that t'nai is worthless. It has no effect at all on the kinyan, and the kinyan is chal b'cholayf. Shenema, and where do we see that by the t'nai of Moshe Rabbeinu there were halachis, how the t'nai has to be said? Vayomer aleihem, he told them, im yavru b'nei God b'nei Reuven, then you'll get Eretz Hagilot. The b'nei God b'nei Reuven came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they had mikneh, they wanted Eretz Hagilot. Now, let us just, before we go further, let us just elaborate a little. What would have been if the b'nei God b'nei Reuven would not have come to Moshe Rabbeinu? So, what would have been? Klal Yisrael possesses Eretz Hagilot and Eber HaYarden. Klal Yisrael, when they go over to Eretz Yisrael, they'll possess whole Eretz Yisrael. And every Shevet will get an equal chelik in Eretz Hagilot and in Eretz Yisrael. That would have been the normal procedure. The Bnei God and Bnei Reuven wanted to make a shtikl mapeche. They're not interested in Eretz Yisrael. The whole Eretz Hagilot, which theoretically should be divided up in 12 chalot, they want the whole Eretz Hagilot. It's very convenient for them. They have mikneh, and this is an Eretz mikneh. Give us the whole Eretz Hagilot. We don't want Eretz Yisrael. Let them take Eretz Yisrael. We'll take whole Eretz Hagilot. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with them. He told them, "Im yavru bnei God bnei Reuven, if you're going to go and be loichem together with the Bnei Yisrael, you'll get Eretz Hagilot." Fine. Then, so that l'chayre should be sufficient. So we said, if you're going to go over, you're going to get Eretz Hagilot. So one could understand, what if they don't go over? So they won't get Eretz Hagilot. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not mistapik with this mashmois that I can figure it out myself. He said, Beferish, v'im lo yavru chalutzim, if you won't go over, then you can get Eretz Kanan, you won't get Eretz Agila. That means this matana I'm giving you, you'll only get, but he spoke out, both tzadim. If you'll go over, you'll get Eretz Agilot, and if you, the whole Eretz Agilot. And if you won't go over, you'll see you won't get the whole Eretz Agilot. That's the mashmois of the Tnai of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu found it necessary to elaborate both tzadim. So we see that's Aloch and Hilchos Tnoi. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Tzorech Adov Eloimroi. No, that what Moshe Rabbeinu is elaborating, there's no need to elaborate about Eretz Hagila. That you can figure out from the first pasuk. He said, if you go over, you'll get Eretz Hagila. So verstehst du, they won't go over, they won't get whole Eretz Hagila. But Rabban Gamliel, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell us, She'il Molei came. Without Moshe Rabbeinu's second condition that he spoke out, Im Lo Yavru, Yesh b'mashmesh afilu b'eretz kenan lo yinchalu. That means I would be under the impression they wouldn't get anything. That means Eretz Agilu they zicha won't get. But if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't elaborate, I would think they won't get anything. Not Eretz Agilu, not Eretz Kenan, nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that no, if you won't go over, Eretz Agilu you won't get. This was a bonus I gave you. Eretz Agilu, I'll give you the whole Eretz Agilu. If you won't go over, you'll get like any other yid. That was a chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why he had to tell us this. Without it, I would think they wouldn't get anything. Let us see Rashi. Kol t'nai she'en kofu, k'tnai b'nei god b'nei ruven, ein ei t'nai. It's not a t'nai, v'af al pi sh'loi niskayim at'nai, even though they weren't mekayim the t'nai, this kaimu advorim, the kinyan that was made is this kaim, even though the conditions were not met. Keep going. Hareze gitech amenash etitnali masayim zuz. He gave her a get. You should give me masayim zuz. V'loy pirish lichba, but he didn't repeat himself. V'im loy titnali lo yehe get. So according to Rameya, ain't kan t'nai shal Masayim Zuz klal. So Masayim Zuz does not play a role at all in this Gerish. Bafilu leinos navigat. And where did Rameya figure this out? Chamayisha metzina shutz chamayisha rabbeinu ala v'sham lichpel. V'im lo yavru itchem chalut, v'im lo yavru chalutzim itchem, v'neichzu b'seichachem. Shema mino, de'i lo yikofal, if he wouldn't have been kaifel, ha'yisa matanos ha'kayemes. V'noichlem eretz gilot. I would think if they go over, they'll get eretz gilot. If they don't go over, they'll also get eretz gilot. What did I say? I said if you go over, you get eretz gilot. That's true. But it does not necessarily mean if you don't go over, you won't get eretz gilot. That does not necessarily mean that. I would very much like that you should go over, so I'll speak out this chalik as if you'll go over, you can get Eretz Gila. But could be, it's not likuve. If you won't go over, could be also get Eretz Gila. So that is why Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, if you won't go over, you'll get Eretz Nam, but not Eretz Gila. Mechlal, I don't hold the klal hein ato shmei olav. Who are the nami? So there's one alos of a kot nai she'enoi kitnai b'nei goda b'nei ruvein, enoi tnai. So kot nai, so Rashi says it means it's not kofel. So Rameya theoretically is speaking about hilchis tnai kofel. But he didn't specifically say t'nai kofel. He said a general statement. Kol t'nai she'enei k'tnai b'nei god n'erubin enei t'nai. So Rashi says he's coming to tell us other halachas also. V'hu adinami d'bina t'nai k'idim l'maise. that before you mention the maisa you're making, you have to mention the tnai. Midaloy oma tnu lahem im yavlu. He didn't say give them if they'll go over. Mashmadi mama hochi layosti tnai mavatl maisa, the matana de kodme. It would seem if he did not, if he would have said, he would mention the maisa first, so what he says later will in no way break the matona he made. He first has to make the tnai, im yavru, then I'm giving you a matona. So then we hear klo, the matona is dependent on these conditions. So that's the second halacha we learn out from Bnei Gavnei Reuven. V'sheminen nami devinen hein koidem lalav. We also see that he has to first speak out the positive oifen, and then he speaks out the negative oifen. Le'oma t'chile im lo yavru al titnu, v'im yavru nesate. Dachsme, they bring from Rishonim that the lomdus of hein koidem lalav is not that you need the hein koidem lalav, you have to end with the lav. You have to know what the last, the left teshure is. What are we ending with? So, we're ending with, we're making agreement, if you don't go over, you're not gonna get it. Goodbye. So that's you should end with the love. You should know that should be that, that's what, if you end in a positive oven, if you'll go over, you'll get it, so then a person hears, you'll get it. Finished what he said before, Muskate Miron. So therefore, you have to end with a negative statement. If you're not going to go over, you're not going to get it. That's what you have to remember. You remain with this. So that's what you need. Ain't koydem lulav. Yeah. So that was the whatever it says in this parsha. The Rameh learned out that's mishpatei atnoi. Amchnina amal. The Rashi says, Atnai Kofel Luchudei Polik. The whole Machlokes is only Atnai Kofel. Lemeimar, Dein Tzorch Lichpo. There's no need at all in Mishpatei Atnoim to be Kofel. The Mechlal Hein Nishmalab. You can figure this out yourself. If I tell you, if Yavru, you'll get Eretz Agilot. So you understand. If Lo Yavru, they won't get Eretz Agilot. That what he said was for a different reason. If he wouldn't have said the second half of the tnai, שהיו קוצים בו מבני מקנה רב שאלוהם, אף בו לא ייטלו. There'd be a mashmois, we'll elaborate soon what Rashi is saying over here, but there would be a mashmois, not only you won't get any of Eretz Gilot, if you don't go over, you won't get Eretz Canaan either. We'll see soon. דהוכי אבי שמינה לו, Im Yavru, if you're gonna go over, you can be nice people, you're nice, and the Satam and Seretz Agilot. Bishvil Kol Chelkam, because they're very nice. So, they're instead of getting their Chelik, whole Eretz Gilot will be their Chelik. That's a bargain, the whole Eretz Gilot they're getting. That's if you're gonna be cooperative. Hoim lo Yavru, but if you won't go over, you niknosen. So the mashmois is, without any psukim, if you won't go over, we're gonna cancel you. You're gonna feel it, it's gonna hurt you. V'lo yitlu chaylik, loikan, v'loikan klau. You won't get any chaylik. Not in Eretz Gilot. I'm not talking about giving you all Eretz Gilot. All Eretz Gilot is poshit you won't get if you don't go over. I said you're only gonna get it if you go over, for teitzer. But the mashmois is that if you won't go over, you won't get anything. We're gonna cancel you. Well, not tamazay where, and we're gonna cancel you where it hurts and even where it doesn't hurt so much. That means by you, Eretz Gilad is very choshev. You told us the whole drasha. Be a mikne, and this is Eretz Mikne. You're not going to get anything in Eretz Gilad. Nothing. And not even Eretz Yisrael, you're also not going to get. So you say, well, what's Eretz Yisrael? The Chatchali didn't want Eretz Yisrael. No. You won't get anything. You won't get anything at all. That's how I would learn if that would only say Im Yavu. Im Yavu, I would understand if you're cooperative, we'll give you, and if you're not cooperative, not going to get anything. That's how I would understand. Lekach Pirish, so therefore, my Shrebeinu to say, no, it's not as bad as that. Shim lo yavru, lo yafsidom chelkom bekach. No, I'm not canceling. I gave you a bonus, im yavru. If lo yavru, you won't lose your chalokim, then you're like any other yid. V'yitlu kan v'kam, al pi ageiru. Then you'll take like any other. You'll take an Eretz Agilad, you'll take in Eretz Kanan, you'll be like every other yid. I'm not canceling you. I'm just giving you a bonus. So that's what the second pasuk is coming to tell us. The second pasuk is coming to tell us that even though the mashmois could have been, would have been, that if you don't do what I'm telling you, we'll cancel you all over. Loi mi boy be'eretz gilad, na filu be'eretz kinan also. So the second pasuk is coming to tell us, no, we're not going to cancel. If you don't go over, you won't get this bonus that we're giving you, but then you'll be like any other. Before we see the Taisvis call, just let's see the last Taisvis. Shimole kain yesh b'mashme af b'eretz kina. Now, we have to be elach when we learn the Gemara. So, what does this af mean? What does afilo mean? It means that without the second pasuk, I would think not only Eretz Agila they won't get anything, afilo Eretz Kanan they won't get. So it seems Eretz Kanan is a bigger chiddush that they won't get. That's what I would think. Afilo Eretz Kanan they won't get. That's what the pasuk that tells they're going to get it. So Rashi had explained. What's the chiddush? They won't get Eretz Kanan. So Rashi says, because you're not hurting them in Eretz Kanan. They caught somebody. They didn't want Eretz Kanan to begin with. They had no desire for Eretz Kanan. So you're not punishing them by not giving them Eretz Kanan. They were never eager for Eretz Kanan to begin with. So that's the, lay me boy, that what you really want, I'll zira take away from you. But something that you're not too eager, I'll also take it. You'll remain with nothing. Not what you want, and not what you didn't want. You're going to remain with zero. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Tam does not like Rashi's pshat. Ela dochi perushi. What's the afilu? What is the svore that Eretz Knan they should get? And he's saying, no, afilu Eretz Kanan they won't get. Dachi perushi, shafilu Eretz Kanan lo yinchalu, pshat it like this. Loi mi boi Eretz Gilad lo yinchalu, rekivin shoylem yifu koyach Eretz Gilad im yavru. I gave you a moiridike yifu koyach, and maybe gave you a moiridike bonus if you're going to go over. The bishvil ze nosno lahem, in kein dinu shohura koichem b'mloyav. That means that we can understand the yosha. That means I gave you a gevaldike toive on a condition. So if you're not mekayim the condition, so then there'll be hura koichem. I'll take it in ganzen away for you. That makes sense. Alafil beretz knan. Why are you punishing me beretz knan? You never gave me a toive in eretz knan. Shleipu koichem im yabu. You never gave me a toive in eretz knan. So why should you punish me in Eretz Kanan by not giving me anything? So So that's what Taisvis says. He says, so the machlokes Rashi and Taisvis is, what is the af? Af means that there's a lesser svara to punish them, not to give them Eretz Knan. So Rashi Lemshat is a lesser svara, it's not a punishment. You're not hurting them. So what are you accomplishing? You're telling that, what are you accomplishing? And according to Taisvis, the svara to punish is, if you had an opportunity to gain so much, and you botched the opportunity, then there's a svara, okay. I gave you something and you didn't accept it, so memela, you're gonna lose everything from there. In Eretz Yisrael, he never gave them anything. They ended up, if they would have done what they were supposed to do, the Bechlau wouldn't have gotten Eretz Yisrael. So there's no svore Bechlau to punish them, not to give them Eretz Yisrael. And that, Rabbi Chanina Gamliel says, Afal Pikein, I see from this pasuk, I would say they wouldn't get Eretz Yisrael either, even though there's not too strong of a svore to say that you should punish them. That's why I need the pasuk. Zok te gemore, oh no, let's see Taisvis. Kol tenai, she'ene kenai b'nei godem ne'eru v'n'ene tenai. Perish pekontres, afilu lei niskai matai, niskai mo advom, hoil v'ene atnai kofu. Kei nereis agitach, im titan li masayim zuz. Lei pirish lichpel, v'im lei titan lei yeget, en kan tenai shal masayim zuz klal. Vafilu lei nosno lei ha masayim zuz, havi get. Kamei shemetzina, shemai shotzach lichpel. V'im lei yavru chalutzim, Benechsu b'seichem b'eretz knan, you won't get eretz hagila. Shema mina di lo yikof, lo yoyis matanose kayemes, v'nechlem eretz gila, v'afilu lo yavro yardi. V'af al pi shomrim yavro nesato mas eretz hagila, v'mashme hoim lo yavro loy, the mashmoy seems from the first half of the condition that if they won't go over, they won't get eretz hagila. Lesley miklal einat eshmei alav, rameos, we don't say this. Vudin amidabinit naikoidum lamaise, vizloyamatznu lahem im yavru, mashmizim amahochi, liyosi tunayim avatal maise, before, in order that a condition should be capable of being avatal lamaise, you have to be magdim the condition. Mavatal maise, the matana de kadme, but if you mention the maise first, then it's finished already. Bishmini nami de bin hankoidim lalav, loyam atchilam loyavru, altitno, bimavru nesatim. Behochen nilmoid, the ramea boy kofu, hankoidim lalav, naikoidim lamaise. Chanina ben gamli aloima, tzarech adov alamoi, shomolo ken, yesh bamash mishabil beres knan layin fulu. Perish bekuntres, tat naikofu, lochude pligi. That means Rashi started off by saying Rameya needs a multitude of conditions in Hilchos Noyim, which is true. We'll see the Zichur Gemara that says Rameya also needs Naikoidim Lamaise and Koidim Lalav. And the whole Machloikis Rabbeinu Gamliel is only by Tanai Kofel. I mean, the Kvelis is not right. The Kvelis needs for something else. So Rashi said, the whole machlokes is only by Tanai Kofel, but all other things that Rameya said a statement. Kol Tanai She'enoi Kitnai B'nei Godim Nei Ruvim, this is a very general statement. She'enoi Kitnai, it's not Henkoidim Olav, it's not Tanai Koidim Lamaise. I mean, it's a general statement. And Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, we see is only being Choylik on Tanai Kofel. So the other things he agrees with. That's what Rashi said. The Kashi. So Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. The Amar B'Sei Perik HaSechus HaBayalim. Man Shamet Leidom HaBeinen Tnai Koidim Lamaise Rameyahu. Who will Tnai Koidim Lamaise Rameyahu? Mashmet Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Poligakulu. Lachain Yireli the Poligakulu. He said, Taisvis the Gemara Bob Metziya, the Gemara says, Klo, Man Shamet Le Rameyahu. So weiss doch heus, that Rinnan Gamliel does not hold Naikoidim Lamaisos. So, I'd like to explain two things. And number one, fine, they say the Gemara Rashi is wrong. Okay, we'll come to that Gemara soon. But where did Rab Chanina ben Gamliel see that you don't need Tnai Kaidum Lama? The Tnai Kofel he took care of. The Kvelis is because of another reason. Fine. Okay. Tnai Kofel. But where did Rab Chanina ben Gamliel see you don't need Hain Kaidum Lama, Tnai Kaidum Lamaise? Rameya saw it. Rab Chanina ben Gamliel didn't see it. Rameya, what's the machloikis? He's only speaking about Tnai Kofel. So the Taisus HaRosh seems to say as follows. The Taisus HaRosh says that this was boilet. That means when Rav Meir learned the Parsha of Negob Neirumen, he saw that Moshe Ben is repeating himself, which I could figure out by myself. Im Yavru, Nesatem, Vim Lo Yavru, they won't get Eretz Agila. That's how Rav Meir saw it. So Rav Meir, the Kashyps, I can figure this out myself. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu repeating himself? So you see from this a gevaldik yisod, that in order for a tnai to break a maise, it has to be said in a certain life. And it's not, it seems like that and it's finished. It has to be pronounced and said in such a life, and that there should be no tzad. Then, to think fuck out, that's what I see. So, that's what I see from the Pusik. So I see if the Pusik was so makpid in Hilchus Noyim, that you have to speak out, Rochel Bitra Ktano, that if not, it won't be, we don't rely on Mashmosen. So then, I learn all the other protim of the Parsha, oh, Hein Kaidim Lalav, what Nai Kaidim Lamais, oh! Could be if there are halachis, how the tnai has to be made in order to break the maisa. Mistam, these are also halachis. If it's tnai koidim la maisa, so then the whole maisa was chal on this tnai. If it's ten koidim la lav, so we have al kaponim, the last line of the agreement is no. That's how Rav Meir saw it. Chanina ben Gamliel didn't see any big things over here. He didn't see, well Rav Meir was so nispoiled from Tnai ben God Meruven that he have to chaz it over, you have to repeat it, and everything has to be accurately said, that a lawyer can't make any dreidel. It has to be, that's what Rav Meir saw. Rav Chanina didn't see anything over here. There's nothing extra over here. He's talking about something else. And so Mameli didn't see any big deal in Hilchus Noyim. If there's no big deal in Hilchus Noyim, so I use my seichel. So if I can't in Hilchus Noyim, you don't have to speak out, and if not, you understand, that's the mashmoish. Here's someone, he looked at the condition, what'll be if not, that's, you'll ask an intelligent person what the mashmoish means. Well, that's what it means. You come to a lawyer, he'll tell you, he didn't say that, but who goes to a lawyer? You look the way an intelligent person looks at it. The intelligent person looks like it, so that's enough. So there's no gilui hakro, you need special birurim in order to make a tnai. So memela, then you saw other protim. Who says you saw it? But the Torah wrote it like this. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. The whole koyach of Rav Meir was that he saw from the Torah that there are special halachis, and they found them how a tnai has to be made. And Rashi is the Rishonim say a teretz on Rashi. I mean, Tosfos brings a Gemara, man shamet lei de islei gnai koidim lemaise. Rameya. So we see from there that there's someone that doesn't hold gnai koidim lemaise. So who's this someone? So Bamison, they bring down that there's a Gemara in Bob Metzia. The Gemara says as follows. Just one second. There's a lashon of a Gemara so the Dvar Yaakov says that Rashi learned our Mishnah seems that the whole machlokes Rav Chanina ben Gamliel and Rameir is only at my kofel. That's what they're talking about. So we have no legitimate reason to say that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel holds you don't need hen koydim lelav. The Zarit from Bab Metzia says as follows. There's a baraisa that says, Abba chalafta imer mishum rameya shebeinan tnai koidem lamaisa. There's a memra of Abba chalafta vishem rameya. So what does that mean? Let's learn this baraisa elach. Abba chalafta said, rameya holds that you need a tnai koidem lamaisa. So it seems that someone holds, you don't need Tnai Koydel Maisa. Who's the someone? The Baplukta of Rameya. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Baplukta of Rameya. So the Gemara Bab Metzia is basing itself on Abba Chalafta's statement. That Rameya holds you need Tnai Koydel Maisa. Baistis is Baplukta holds, you don't need Tnai Koydel Maisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says this Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel and Rameya, they're only talking about Tnai Koydel. So I have no legitimate right to say that Rabbi Gamliel holds there's another machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rameya. The Ramban says, it's another mahalach, beautiful mahalach, the Ramban says, how did Rameya come in all of a sudden? All of a sudden, in the middle of Perek Omer, was learning Hilchas Tnoim all of a sudden. How did this come in? So the Ramban said, because we had a Mishnah before, Aret Mekadeshes, we're talking about Kedushin. Aret Mekadeshes Liyam Nashat in Loch Mesayim. Zuz Aret Mekadeshes V'yite. Right, that's what it says. So we started talking about Tanoim. So if you're going to learn this Mishnah, you can learn a lot of things from this Mishnah. Number one, it doesn't say at my kofel. Aret Mekadeshes V'yite. If you tell me Aloch is, and if he said, at in Loch Mesayim, it doesn't say that. Aret Mekadeshes V'yite. If he gives, number one. Number two, there it's a ma'isa koydim l'tnai. Areyat mekadesh lim anash et hiloch mesayim zuz. It's a ma'isa koydim l'tnai. So memele, so I told you, we're learning Hilchas Kedushin, and you're gonna go, yeah, well, it's negeya, yitain, he give his edim, yitain has to give him a sayim zuz, fine, whatever it is. So that's Hilchas Kedushin. You're going to go away from Perek HaOmer, Agavuche. I can figure out Hilchas Tznoyim from this Mishnah, because the Mishnah said at night, so I'll tell you, don't need Tnai Kofel, you don't need Enkoid, you don't need Tnai Koid Mulamaise. So therefore, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had to put right away, listen, we're going to go off on a tangent, but I just want to tell you, in Hilchas Tznoyim, the previous Tana holds you don't need all these conditions in order to make it nine, but Rameya doesn't hold like that. I just want to tell you that. Let's get this, because that's how Rameya comes in to begin with. So he says, so you hear a Tana, this Tana holds you don't need Maisik, you don't need Naikoidim Lamais. He said, I had Makadesh, some Anashatid Lamisayim Zeus. So you have a Tana. So man tane, because you learn Haima, you see, the previous Tana holds Maisa Koidim Latnai is good. Rameya says it has to be accurately dumye the Negod Meruv. So man tane dislay nit nakam Rameya, not the Tana of the previous Mishnah. Abchanina be Gamliel, you see, close, only speaking about Tnai Kofel. That's what the Ramban says. This is all Tefem for Teis Viskashi. Let us go further. Zog the Gemara, Shaper Kamale Rab Chanina ben Gamliel Rameya. So the Gemara said, Rab Chanina ben Gamliel said, very good to Rameya. He's telling him very good. He's not repeating himself. He's telling us another Nekude. Omar Lecho Rameya. So Rameya said, Isalke Daitoch, Lav Letnai Kofel Udiyos. So you're telling me, I hear what you're saying. You're telling me that I understand Hein Koidim Lelav without repeating. So without anything, I would think they don't get anything. And therefore the second pasuk Gimla Yav was coming to tell me, no, it's not going to be so bad. It's if they won't go. For say they won't get Eretz Agilut, but they'll get a chelik in Eretz Agilut. They'll get a chelik in Eretz Kana. Yisal kedai techlav letnai kovlu dosa lichtoiv. Vim lo yavru v'nechesu b'seichechem. Eretz Kenan Lomali. That means the Pasuk says there's two extra words over here. He should, the way you're learning Pshat Rab Chanina, it should have said, Im lo yavru, if you won't go over, v'nefse b'seichichem, I won't punish you. You'll give a chelik like any other v'nefse b'seichichem. Why does it have to say Be'eretz Kenan? If he says v'nefse b'seichichem, it means that you'll get a chelik like every other yid. Why did he have to mention these two words, Be'eretz Kenan? Be'eretz Kenan lo moli, let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Shapir Kamalei Kushi, Heichi Yalef Rameir Mino de Beinen Kveile. O Shapir Kamalei Rab Chanine, de Kveile, Lav Le Milch Palosa, Shalai Yitlo Eretz Gilot Kula, No, Miklola Shemine Lo. Rab Chanine saying very good. That they won't get Eretz Agila, that I know from the first sentence. The Pasuk is telling us, if you won't go over, you're going to get Eretz Kanan, afilo without, we'll see, according to Rashi, that you're going to get Eretz Kanan, afilo in Eivim Mulchama. Afilo, you don't do anything, you can get Eretz Kanan. It's a Merdike thing he's doing. All the Eden are going, you're not going to go, and you get a Chelk in Eretz Kanan. Mamish Moshe Rabbeinu. So liberal, unbelievable. So Memele, that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Omer lecho Rameyos, Rameyos, and Yisal kedai techo lefushe yose. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Ve'afilu lo yavru, afilu they won't go over, lo yafsidu chelkom b'chol Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're telling me. Ve'loi litnai kofel osa, lahachzik eset naishim lo yavru, letei matnes Eretz Gilad Maton. That's what you're saying. Vashmina the Mechalim, not the way I'm saying that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you won't get Eretz Agila. Vashmina the Mechalim, Yata Shmei Avlav, Imeine Mefosha. That's what you're saying, not the way I'm saying. So according to you, Lichtoi Vim La Yavru Venechsu Besechechem. So let it say, Vim La Yavru, let him say, Venechsu Besechechem. You shall take a chelik together with all the Eden. I would explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling us you're not going to lose, we're not going to punish you. I gave you an opportunity to get a gewaltige bonus. That's it. You won't lose anything. So it will say, I know everything you're ready. Be'eretz Kenan Lomoli. Let us see what Rashi says. Lomoli be'eretz kana. Why does he have to say this word? The mashma miyute. Eretz kana is a miyut. Lemeute shaloyitlu be'eretz kilot. That's what eretz kana is coming for. That means like this. If you would say neichzu b'seichichem, I know everything already. Vimlo yavru, you're not going to get punished. You'll take every other yid, like a chelik in Eretz Gilad and Eretz Kenan. You'll take everything. I know everything already. Now, so why do you have to say be'eretz loichsu b'seichichem be'eretz Kenan? So the Eretz Kenan is a sore thumb. It's mute. I don't need this. I know everything on this. Loichsu b'seichichem means they'll get all over. They'll get Gilad. They'll get Kenan. It says be'eretz Kenan to come and tell you. You're going to get Eretz Kenan and not Eretz Agilot. Before there was a deal that you're chelik in Eretz Kenan, you're going to get everything in Eretz Agilot. No. If you don't go over, you're going to get Eretz Kenan and not Eretz Agilot. That's what's coming to tell you. So Memele, and we're here to specify this. Keneged chelkom sheberetz, lemutish leitlo beretz gilot, keneged chelkom sheberetz Kenan. Not the way it was till now, that you took your chelik, what you should have gotten Eretz Kenan, you took it in Eretz Gila. No, now you're going to take it in Eretz Kenan and not in Eretz Gila. Shema mino utzrach lichpoil v'loimel. He had to repeat himself, v'loimel, im lo yavru, lo yehei bedvorei klum. I made a gewaltige deal with you that you can get your complete chelik in Eretz Agilot. Your Eretz Kenan, the Kechel can get an Eretz Gilot. So now I'm telling you, but im lo yavlu, you won't get your Eretz Knan de kechelik and Eretz Gilad. The way the deal was, you're gonna get all Eretz Gilad for your Eretz Knan. You can get your chelik and Eretz Knan and not nail it Eretz Gilad. The Eloi Kafloi, if he wouldn't have been kaiful, if he wouldn't have said this Be'eretz Knan, I would think, forget that's why I'm telling you. They'll get Eretz Gilad also. If you go over, you get Eretz Gilad. If you don't go over, you also get Eretz Gilad. So Memele, this was Rav Meir's Kash. Oh, so for my sense, Kash. Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel. So what is this? So he's right. Let us say the Neir Seh B'Seichichem. So Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel said like this. Eloi Kosu Brachmon Be'eretz Kanan. Avamine B'Neir Seh B'Seichichem Be'eretz Gilot. Amir de Kepshad Rebbe Chanina said. Rebbe Chanina said, if it wouldn't say Eretz Kanan, B'Neir Seh B'Seichichem or things like this, you have to understand that they don't go over. Besides the deal that was made with them, that by going over, they're going to get whole Eretz Gilad. If they don't go over, they're mamish, all the Yidden are going over in Eretz Knan, they're making a kibush in Eretz Knan, and they're staying here. So Memele, if it would say V'neichse B'seichichem, I would say V'neichse B'seichichem means in Eretz Gilad. Eretz Gilad, you were mentioned like all other Eden. You partook in the kibbush. So, if you don't go over, so without a posik, I would think that we'll punish you. Fine. So the posik is telling us, no, we won't punish you. You'll take a chelik in Eretz Gilad. That you'll take. But Eretz Canaan, so that I would think Eretz Knan, and what you're entitled to, and what you're not entitled to, you zikr won't get. You're staying here. So the pasuk says, Eretz Knan, and Eretz Knan, you're also going to get. If you don't go over, so that's what Eretz Knan is coming. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Chanina, Amalach, Loilam, Leibol, Lichpel. Allah Forish, Shafilu lo Yavu, lo Yafsidu nachlosim mikol Eretz Yisrael. They're gonna get their nachle. Vim kosa v'nechse b'soichem v'su lo yhavamine v'im lo Yavu, yiklu kefi amigiyam b'eretz hagilot. Shenechastem bo, kla yisohed in a chuzer verin it, kva. V'im siyu eschem lekovshe. You participated in the kibush. Avo b'eretz kanan, I would think, kla loy. Loi b'soiche yitlu, loi b'eretz gilad kenegda. What right do you have to get anything in Eretz Canaan? You're sitting here. Lochikosa b'eretz Canaan, sha'av b'eretz Canaan, yitlu ava b'shaloi siyu l'kaim shoy. So that's what Eretz Canaan is coming to tell. Nechso b'soiche hem in Eretz Gilad. B'eretz Canaan, not for Eretz Canaan, you're also going to get. So it's not me, Yuta, it's telling me a double thing. Number one, we're not punishing you. And number two, we're giving you something you really don't deserve. So two different memories. Lachi kosa beretz knan, shabetz knan, yitlo, afal, pish, lai, siyu, lakayv, shalom, mitzv, shifas, gilot, knag, litzach, mchalein, abu, shemin, ilay. That is what Rav Nina Gamliel said. So he's right. Rav Meir, b'seichichem kolecha de islachu mashma. No. If it says v'nechsu b'seichichem, that means wherever you're gonna get a chelik, v'nechsu b'seichichem. So that means, if it says this word v'nechsu b'seichichem means wherever Klal Yisrael's gonna get a chelik, you're gonna get a chelik too. So Eretz Yisrael no from v'nechsu b'seichichem. Because that's v'nechsu b'seichichem. V'nechsu b'seichichem is a blank, inclusive statement which means wherever Klal Yisrael will get, you'll get also. So I know Eretz Yisrael also, I know everything already. So this Be'eretz Knan is Meyuta. So Be'eretz Knan is coming to tell us the din of Knai Kofu. Let us see what Rashi says. Kolei Chedis Luchu Mashmeh. Ba'al Kochach Leikos of Be'eretz Knan, Elamut Eretz Gilot, Shlitlu Kula, that you shouldn't take the whole Eretz Gilot. Alpi Matanos Ishamalem, Nesatam Lem, Lamdeinu, Dimichlal Hein, Loi Havi, Shaminon Lav.